Hey everyone, this is Stelly FT.
And this is Heat and Chow.
And in today's episode of the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about laziness.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
That's right. We're going to talk about laziness. And one of the reasons we're going to talk about laziness is because right now, Stelly has injured his knee. I'm sure you won't mind me telling the audience that, the listeners. And we were just talking about it. And one comment I made was, oh, now you can get more work done. You're going to be more productive because you can't go anywhere. And your company's already a remote team for the most part. So, you know, and I think this relates a lot to laziness just because you're going to be less lazy because you have nowhere to go. Like, you're going to be bored and all you do is work, right?
That is true. But it's not just that. You said actually something very interesting, which was, well, you're going to get more work done because you have nowhere to go and you're pissed, right?
And, yeah, that part too.
Because I am generally pissed at this. Like, if I'm pissed and I don't have anywhere to channel this, it's going to be channeled into just getting more stuff done. Like, it's just the way I deal with frustration, or the way I deal with a lot of things in life is trying to be productive.
Yep.
since productivity gives me relief to any negativity in life. So this is a fun topic. We've never talked about it. This is one of these situations where when Heaton and I at the beginning of the show go, hey, is there something you want to talk about? Once in a while, we you know, bring up ideas and you can tell, like I say, do we want to talk about X, Y, and Z? And Heaton goes, nah, I don't know. And once in a while, it's just one word and the other person goes, ooh, yeah, this is interesting. And this was my reaction when Heaton said, let's talk about laziness because, A, we've never talked about it, but there's it's a big topic and it's an interesting one and we've not explored it. So before we started recording, I tried to find a quote. I couldn't. I'm still kind of searching as we speak about it, of a guy that was talking about, funny enough, a jiu-jitsu black belt, or kind of famous guy in that world, that was giving an interview and was talking about, at one point said that the funny thing is most people, if you ask them, will say and think that they work really hard, but they really don't. And I think that relates to laziness as well. Now, let's talk about laziness, right? What is it? Maybe first in the definition, what does laziness even mean? Is it a good or a bad thing? And how does that relate to entrepreneurship, startups, and life?
Yeah, I mean, I think laziness is, you know, one definition I'll throw in because I know we're just riffing on this and this is one of those topics. But like, it's we should probably talk about the causes of it as I think about this. But like, it's this idea that you could be doing something and you're not about anything. So you're being lazy. So you could be doing something. There's something you could be doing right now that you probably should be doing, but yet you're not doing it.
Yes, just like you are stealing my tactics and you're searching for the episode numbers when we talk about certain episodes people should listen to, I'm stealing your tactic and I just look for a definition.
Awesome.
And the official definition for laziness is the quality of being unwilling to do work or use energy. You're unwilling to do work or use energy. So unwilling means you're capable, but you don't want to, right? So laziness is different from, like, when I don't do something, although I'm capable of it, then I'm lazy. If I don't do something because I'm afraid of it or because there's many reasons why people don't snap into actions, right? There's habits, there's fears, there's distractions, there's many kind of core issues why people don't take action. But when they're unwilling to use energy or unwilling to do the work because it takes effort, that is what we then translate into them being lazy. Now, the funny thing is laziness, I think universally is negatively. It's like a bad trait in humans. It's a bad habit. It's a bad human quality to be lazy. The one exception to this, you know, and it's in a playful way, but the one exception that I have found is in the engineering world, right? Developers, a lot of times, they don't necessarily think of lazy as a bad thing, or many of them will think of lazy as, they'll often respond to, why did you do it this way or that way, saying, I'm lazy, I'm trying to find the simplest or easiest way to get to a certain result, or I'm too lazy to do this repetitive, stupid task again and again. So I just spend a little bit of time to automate it because I'm lazy. I don't want to do
that's
hard work.
Yeah, I don't think that's lazy. I think that's smart.
Smart, yeah.
Right? Right. Like, so I know why people say it's lazy, because they feel like they're being lazy by not doing work. But I think if you're automating work, making it easier to repeat, that has nothing to do with lazy. Maybe the idea of laziness got you to the point where you wanted to make it repetitive or something. But like, this is like pure laziness. Like, oh, you're just being lazy because you're not doing the thing you should be doing. And a lot of times there's like a lot of psychology behind why you're not doing it, right? Like there's just some blocker. And so, you know, I could make a bold statement and say at the end of the day, it's likely that laziness isn't really real. It's just a lack of motivation to do something. And we call it laziness, but there's so much more behind it usually.
So let's explore this, because I was just about to ask you, what is the core source of it, right? Why are we lazy when we are? Why are some people lazy? And
it's very personal. It's very personal. It's like I can say, hey, Stella, you're lazy because you don't think about marketing, right? I'm just making it up. And it's because, you know, you're not doing paid acquisition at your company, Stella. That's lazy, right? You should be using every channel that you can use. But that's my definition of lazy, not yours, right? Like, you're like, dude, I don't need those channels. Like, I'm not being lazy. What do you mean? You know, I'm doing all these things in marketing. And so I feel like we use the word, maybe it's just my criticism of the use of the word, and it might be like just, you know, semantics, but like, it's like we call things lazy and we probably mean something totally different, right? Like that being said, like, here's a question for you. If someone's sitting on the couch watching TV in the middle of the day for whatever reason, because they work from home, are they being lazy?
It depends.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
It depends. It depends on what they did before and what they'll do after. It depends on how long they're doing this for.
So let's get tactical, right? Like, to me, what I see as lazy, you know, and this is for myself, but I'm going to talk about it as if it's other people, because I think it'll shed some light on kind of, I think, what I'm trying to explain. But it's basically like what I think of lazy is that, like, there's these obvious things that someone could be doing in their business or even in their life that they're just not doing. Right. And the laziness would be my description of like where I would start defining people or things as lazy. It's like, you know, another one is something I call shoveling shit. So, and this one's probably way more enlightening, but it's like there's folks I know that run companies or, you know, small businesses and make money, and they're the founders, CEOs, or a manager. And what they do, what I call shoveling shit, which I consider lazy, which is basically they'll get an email from somebody and they'll just forward it over to somebody else, or they'll copy and paste what's in that email without reading it and just send it to somebody and leave it up to that person they're trying to send it to interpret what someone else said. So they're just shoveling shit. I wholeheartedly, personally believe that is lazy as fuck, right? Like, and I've shoveled shit before, but when I shovel shit and it's, you know, I think there's a not lazy way to do it, which is like, yeah, this is the most efficient way for me to communicate this. And if someone's already said it and I need to send it to somebody else, I can copy and paste it or forward it. But I always try to give the context. You know, when someone's being lazy, when you know they didn't read it, right? Or another one that I find very common, especially as I sort of, you know, dig into some companies and like advise companies and help them out, is when I have said something, maybe in an email, or maybe even I said it in a meeting and either somebody wrote it down or they didn't, I don't care. And then they ask me again, the same damn thing. And especially if it's in an email, that's lazy as fuck too. So I think there's these clear definitions for lazy for me, where I can look at someone and be like, oh, they're being lazy. Now, here's a question. Are they actually being lazy or not? Or is that just my opinion?
Well, I think the motivation, I think context matters, right? So to me, I like the definition of laziness as I read it earlier, because I like the word unwilling, right? So there's the quality of being unwilling to do the work or use energy. And, you know, in a prior episode, we talked about thoughtfulness and people being thoughtless at times. To me, you know, when it comes to asking the same question again and again, it it might be in the context of people being lazy. They don't want to go through the work of searching in the email to read what was discussed before. Or, you know, the whole the URL, like, let me Google this for you. When people ask you things that they could easily Google themselves, right? That sometimes it's just, in my opinion, it's not that they're unwilling to do the work. It's that they are not thoughtful enough to realize that they can do the work, or they have built these really bad habits where they are not stopping, thinking things through, and then going, should I really ask somebody? And we talked about this with time management as well, where people just waste people's time because they're not as thoughtful about it. Or the shoveling shit example is so fun because I definitely do this once in a while myself, where just, you know, I'll glance over an email, it stands out that this is not my department, and I'll just forward it, right? I just shovel that shit without, like, really paying attention to it.
Yeah, and it smelled and it stank and, like, it's cool. You just shoveled it.
Yeah, but
that's what you felt like doing. Yeah.
But it is also in some cases, it's the right thing to do. And in some cases, it's me being lazy. I don't want to do the work of reading this, thinking about it, and then deciding what the right thing to do is. I'd much rather just push it to somebody else. Right. And I'm just acting, I'm unwilling to do the work or invest any energy at that point, independently if that is the right thing or not the right thing to do. It just personally, I'm lazy in that moment. I think unwilling is the key word. I think it's different if I'm not used to. I think it's different if I'm thoughtless. I think it's different when I'm afraid. I think somebody, like, I would say, if somebody knows they should pick up the phone and call this prospect and try to close a deal, and what they choose to do instead is they choose to instead go on the couch and watch a movie, I think motive matters. I think if they do it because they are deeply terrified of losing the deal and they're trying to find a distraction, I would not necessarily say they're lazy. I would just say they're afraid. They're not willing to conquer their fear. Whatever. There's many things. But if I choose to not pick up the phone and call because I'm unwilling to do the work, I'm like, it's going to be effort. I might close this deal right now, but it will require work. And right now, I'd rather not work. I want to do something that's more fun. Then I would call them lazy. So the unwilling part, the knowing I can do this, but I don't want to because I'm not willing to use energy or do the work, I think that would make somebody lazy. Now, why are some people unwilling to do work or use energy? Oh, that's a big one, right? That's an interesting question. Do you form these habits when you're in childhood? Also, like, I think the type of people that are listening to this podcast, maybe that's an important thing to qualify for. The people that listen to this podcast, the two of us, most people that are in our little bubble of reality, I don't know many people that I would call lazy, just in general, tag with that tagline. But I think that we all act lazy at times. We can all be lazy at times, but we're usually, just because the people in my life are very ambitious, most of them I would not generically call lazy people. Right? They're not. They're working pretty hard. They're doing lots of things, but they're acting lazy at times. And maybe that's an interest. I think that's something I'd love to dig a bit deeper here and go, like, and you set this example earlier when you said, you know, let's say as an example, you're not doing paid advertisement, you're doing all these other marketing tactics. And I'm saying you guys are being lazy, not investing in this new channel. And I think that there's lots of things that companies don't do, startups don't do, entrepreneurs don't do, because they're unwilling to use energy or do the work, and not because they're afraid of it or not because they are sure that it's not the right thing to do, right? So I'll give you a perfect example of a situation where we were lazy as a company. We talked about this before, I think, in prior episodes, where we had this phase where we're a super tiny team and we're crushing it. And then we liked that so much, we got so comfortable in being so tiny as a team that we wanted to push that as far as humanly possible. And as an effect, what happened was that once we realized we needed to hire, it was kind of late. It was way too late. Okay, so that was a mistake. But then when we realized that we made that mistake, and when we realized that we had to start hiring again as a company, none of us wanted to do the work of hiring, right? Everybody was like an individual contributor. Everybody of us was like, had their plate full of work that needed to be done, and we liked doing the work. We liked being individual contributors, you know, writing code, writing blog posts, calling and closing a deal, you know, finishing a support ticket. We liked to do the work, and nobody wanted to do the work of recruiting, right? Interviewing people. Nobody wanted to do that. Everybody just wanted to do the type of stuff that we're doing. So although we realized we had fucked up on hiring, and though we realized we needed to start hiring, it took us 3 months of being half-assed and lazy about it until we finally snapped and said, we're fucking this up, and we need to take this seriously, and we need to start really prioritizing hiring and recruiting. And doesn't matter if we want to do the work or not, or use the energy or not in that channel, we have to. And then we, you know, manned or womaned up and did the work. But we missed a 3 month period where we were well aware of what we needed to do, just nobody wanted to do that. And I think that happens often where you know the work that needs